something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Holy Spirit and Prayer.
You are the product of your mind. Remember, the Bible tells us, be ye transformed by what? Changing your way of thinking. But be ye transformed. He says, be not conformed to this world. Don't be conformed to the way the world is. The way the world is taking you. He says, but be transformed. A metamorphosis. That's what he's talking about. He says, but be transformed, transfigured by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, if you're going to find yourself in the perfect will of God, there must be a change in your mind, your way of thinking. Your way of thinking. There are people who sit in a church. They are members of a church for 25 years. For all those years, they have never paid attention to the pastor. And so they have never grown. They still reason very carnally, but they have been there for many years. They have never given themselves an opportunity for change. The day they allow God, by changing their way of thinking, they'll be amazed how much glory they should have had. Hallelujah. Amen. You have to teach in the church. You don't need to have a teaching ministry first. The Bible says the servant of the Lord must be apt to teach. Teach in the house of God. Since you're a pastor, you're the head of a congregation, an overseer, teach them the word of God. Open the Bible and show them. Don't teach human advice. Teach the scriptures. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. You're still there? Yes. Okay. So, let's look at this now. 2 Timothy chapter 1. I'm talking about you can stay yourself. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stay up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. You see, imagine this. He says, we laid hands on you. You received the gift. But now you must stir it up. It's not going to work just because we laid hands on you. Somebody said, hands were laid on me. And I believe a gift was ministered to me, but it never worked. It never worked. You're like Timothy then. You see it? It would have never worked for Timothy. So the man of God, Paul, told him what to do. He said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Which means that when he laid hands on Timothy, a gift was transmitted. But that gift would only work when you stir it up. Imagine that I lay hands on you and transmit and impart to you a gift of the Spirit. And then you travel from here. It may not work in the hotel. It may not work on the plane. It may not work when you arrive at the airport. You will have to stir it up. Glory to God. You say, how do I stir it up? That's another session. But I just want you to know, you got a responsibility, okay? You can stay it up. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Okay, now, the third one, which is just as important as any of these other ones. And really, if you notice, they're all related, these different kinds of prayer. And especially, you see, it depends on what you want. Do you want real results? Or you want results that look like results? Because there are results that look like results, but are not results at all. You know, some people are successful in a way that looks like success, but not success at all. But when we read what God said to Joshua, he talked about good success. You see, good success. So if you want good success, that means the real deal, real success. If you want it, then there's a way. There's a way. Glory to God. Amen. There's a way. Okay, now, I just told you. What you want is your children, okay, for the kingdom of God, not converts. Converts come and go. Children stay. That's a huge difference. That's how come we can have children of ministry all around the world. Wherever they go, they carry out the same thing everywhere. That's why, because they are children. They're not converts. We didn't raise them to be converts. We raised them as children. But children are born. You see it? Children are born. They're not employed. They're born. That's the difference. You are so quiet now. Like you can hear a pin drop. Glory to God. Yeah. Children. That's what you want. That's what you want. Real spiritual birth. And then you find more and more births. 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 Many years ago, I began to do a research on this. I said many years ago because this, when I got started, I was still very young. When I got started in ministry, I was still very young. And I was very curious to know the things that God really wanted. And that was the time I started making discoveries and also learning how to put the Word of God to work. You see, did you read about Jesus? How that after he received the Holy Spirit, he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. Okay? What was he doing there? The Bible says for 40 days and 40 nights, he was in the wilderness. What do you think he was doing there? You know what he was doing? Can I give you a suggestion? One of the writers gives it to us in very brief language. Mark chapter 1. Let's read from verse 12. St. Mark's Gospel chapter 1. Okay. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. Talking about Jesus. Immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. Verse 13. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days. Tempted of Satan. And was with the wild beasts. And the angels ministered unto him. Three things happened while he was in the wilderness. One, he was tempted of Satan. Two, he was with the wild beasts. That's very informative. And three, angels ministered unto him. What was he doing with the wild beasts? Putting the word to work. Putting the word to work. Sometimes you've got to be trained in something. The Bible says Jesus learned obedience. Learned obedience. He was subjected to certain situations. You say, learn? Yes, because he was a man. Don't forget. He was the Son of God. But he was a man. He was made a man. The Bible says he was hungry like everybody else. He was tired like everybody else. He slept like anyone else. The Bible says he put aside his glory. He was supernatural in humanity. Jesus was human. And that's the only way he could legally take our place. The just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. He was called the man, Christ Jesus. So he died for us as a man. He defeated Satan as a man. Do you understand? So that's very important. So he was putting the word to work. Sometimes there are people, ministers, who have never tested the word of God on their own, but they want to test it on others. How's it going to work like that? You're not training yourself. You got to train. Practice God's word on your life. Practice your faith. Put it to work. That's what you do. Put it to work. Practice it. And be excited about it. You know, before you're going to command blind eyes to open, what did you do when you had a headache? You get it? Practice. Now, that doesn't mean, I mean, you've heard some people say that when they get sick, they can't fix it. They say their faith doesn't work. But when they pray for others, miracles happen. Did you ever hear that? Yeah. A lot of people have that experience. But you see, what a lot of them have never done is to practice the word of God. Practice it. It's like when I teach about money, I tell people you can practice playing what I call the money game. It's a very simple thing. I say, start using little amounts. See how it works. Because it works. It's a principle. It's a principle. You can multiply your money. Very, very simple principle. It's a spiritual money game. God says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. Simple. So I take the money. I give. It might be small, but I can watch this little amount of money multiply. You see it? Now, with that understanding, I can make someone who is poor grow financially until he's rich. You see it? It's a simple thing. Learn it.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234 812 851 9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.